The Bloomberg Newswire was the first and only to mourn the passing of Apple Computer Company CEO Steve Jobs last week. Jobs' obituary came across Bloomberg News with this odd first paragraph. Steve Jobs, who helped make personal computers as easy to use as the telephone, has XXXX. He was TK. Odd abbreviation, sure. But odder still is that Steve Jobs is very much alive, thank you. It seems that Bloomberg got the story wrong, sort of, and the abbreviations were meant to be filled in later, perhaps years from now when Jobs actually does die. Oops. Now, you might think to yourself, no harm done. It's good news when bad news isn't bad news at all, just as Mark Twain would say, exaggerated. But consider how you might respond psychologically upon reading of your own demise. Then you might understand why some, upon reading their own obituaries, have turned the page and turned to court. They've sued mostly on defamation grounds, that tort that offers help to those who've had their reputations wrongly dragged through the mud. Defamation occurs when a person is wrongly exposed to public hatred, shame, or ridicule. It's meant to right the wrongs done by those who induce an evil opinion of one in the minds of right-thinking persons. Trouble is, as you may have noted, that death itself isn't defamatory. Cause of death might be, if one's still alive, but death is sadly so ordinary that reputations won't be ruined because of it. Publications that jump the gun on death, in the court's words, might be unpleasant, annoying, and irksome, and may subject the living to jokes, jest, and banter, but they're not enough to sustain a lawsuit. Even when the lawsuit is brought on other grounds, like negligent infliction of emotional distress. Courts aren't all that sympathetic for one very obvious reason. While we appreciate the shock that plaintiff must have felt in reading of her death, one court wrote, it was necessarily quickly dissipated by her certain knowledge that the announcement was premature. As for the Steve Jobs too early obituary sent by Bloomberg, Fortune magazine suggests that careful planning was behind the error. Newsrooms often have pre-written obituaries ready to go when a famous person dies. Somebody apparently updated the Steve Jobs obituary that day, the theory goes, and instead of putting it in a file, accidentally sent it off to Newswire subscribers. I imagine the phone in the Bloomberg newsroom started ringing right away. One big reason why Mark Twain also reportedly wrote, I am not the editor of a newspaper and shall always try to do right and be good so that God will not make me one. I'm Amy Guida.